From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being transferred today to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston. She'll be flown there on a medical flight from Tucson to continue her recovery from the gunshot wound to her head sustained during the shooting rampage. Giffords' husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, says he's hopeful she will make a full recovery.
I mean, she is a fighter like, you know, nobody else that I know. So I am extremely confident.
Giffords is being taken to the Institute of Rehabilitation and Research, considered one of the best hospitals in the world for treating brain and spinal cord injuries. Once there, Carrie Feibel of member station KUHF says Giffords will undergo a complete medical, physical, and psychological assessment.
Dr. Gerard Francisco will oversee Giffords' treatment team. He says the evaluation could take days to allow Giffords to rest between tests.
It's not like a test that will be done in 30 minutes. This will be done over a period of time because we would like to make sure that when we assess someone, that this person will be able to perform at his or her best. So we may have to repeat the evaluation or do a continuous evaluation.
Giffords will have a private room, but otherwise she will work out alongside other patients. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
House Republican leaders are being pressured by conservative lawmakers to make much more drastic cuts in spending than the leaders have proposed. The conservatives are members of the Republican Study Committee, which is comprised of more than two-thirds of GOP lawmakers in the House. They want to slash $100 billion from non-defense programs immediately. That would require funding for most federal agencies to be cut by one-third. Even if such spending cuts were to pass the House, though, they're unlikely to make it past the Democratic-controlled Senate or the President. China's President Hu Jintao is in Chicago for the second day of a visit that's focusing largely on economic ties between his country and the third-largest city in the U.S. But NPR's Cheryl Corley says some demonstrators are protesting China's human rights record.
President Hu began his Chicago visit with a mostly private business meeting and then a formal dinner hosted by Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, who said he intended to make Chicago the most China-friendly city in the United States. Across the street from the hotel, dozens of people, like graduate student Chen Yi Chong, waved Chinese flags and hoped to get a glimpse of President Hu.
I think it's a great opportunity for American people to know more about China.
Not far away, there were dozens of chanting protesters concerned about human rights in Tibet. Phoonsak Dorji said trade deals should not dominate the conversation here.
The fair deal is the human right is the fair deal is the biggest deal.
Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
South Korean special forces have rescued 21 crew members who were being held captive on a freighter by Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea. Eight of the pirates were killed. Five were taken into custody. This is NPR News from Washington. The White House says President Obama will soon file papers with the Federal Election Commission to declare his candidacy for re-election. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama wants to keep working to bolster the U.S. economy.
There's a lot on his plate and a lot that has to be done to continue that recovery, to put the pieces in place to see us be able to compete with the rest of the world.
The president today travels to Schenectady, New York, to visit a General Electric facility that makes turbines. He'll be accompanied by GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt, whom Mr. Obama has chosen to head the President's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. The CEO of Google is stepping down as head of the world's largest search engine firm. Jason Lopez in San Francisco reports that Eric Schmidt will be succeeded by Google's co-founder, Larry Page.
Google has been led by Eric Schmidt, as well as founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who developed the search engine in the late 90s as graduate students at Stanford University. Page will take the reins on April 4th. The challenges ahead are not easy as Google attempts to branch out into areas like mobile telephony with its Android platform that competes against Apple's iPhone, and social networking, pitting Google against Facebook, which enjoys the most traffic on the web. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.
Snow from the latest in a series of storms to hit New York City and other parts of the Northeast is making travel challenging there this morning. The storm rolled in from the Midwest. Kansas City resident Bob Weaver says he's hoping his roads get cleared today.
We were lucky if we could get back out of our driveways after about the first 8 hours today.
Freezing temperatures reach as far south as Arkansas today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.